November 26, school here and hereafter. They crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Hebrews 6:6. Each one must heed for himself the call, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. The Lord Jesus has paid your tuition fees. All that you have to do is to learn of him. The Christ-like politeness practiced in the higher school is to be practiced in this lower school by both old and young believers. All who learn in Christ's school are under the training of heavenly agencies, and they are never to forget that they are a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. They are to represent Christ. They are to help one another to become worthy of admission into the higher school. They are to help one another to be pure and noble and to cherish a true idea of what it means to be a child of God. They are to speak encouraging words. They are to lift up the feeble hands and strengthen the feeble knees. Upon every heart there is to be inscribed the words, as with the point of a diamond, "There is nothing that I fear, save that I shall not know my duty or shall fail to do it." We are living in a time when we should seek the Lord most earnestly. There are many ways in which human beings can crucify the Son of God afresh and put him to open shame. The worship of worldly business so confuses the mind that Satan stealthily approaches and insidiously gains entrance. He has many theories by which to lead astray those who will be led. The erroneous views of God that the world is entertaining are skepticism in disguise, preparing the way for atheism. By hasty words and selfish deeds, men often grieve the heart of Christ. Thus Satan works untiringly to lead them to disloyalty. As he gains control of minds, he makes upon them lasting impressions, and the realities of eternity fade away. A self-controlled spirit, words of love and tenderness, honor the Savior. Those who speak kind, loving words, words that make for peace, will be richly rewarded. We are the appointed ministers of Christ, and we are to let his Spirit shine forth in the meekness and lowliness learned of him. Letter 257, November 26, 1903, to Dr. J.H. Kellogg.